Hello to everyone, I'm Gábor Öcsei and I will show you why you should use VirtualGL and TurboVNC for visualization purposes. The following major topics will be discussed. At first, I will show you what is visualization and why it is important. After this, I will answer you how can you use TurboVNC and VirtualGL. At the end of my presentation, I will show you practical examples which can be useful for everybody. The process of visualization is taking raw data and converting it to a form that is viewable and understandable for the humans. This allows us to get a better cognitive understanding of our data. There are three basic steps to visualizing our data: reading, filtering and rendering. First, our data must be read into our program. Next, we may apply any number of filters that process the data to generate, extract or derive features from the data. Finally, a viewable image is rendered from the data. Rendering is the process of synthesizing the images that we see based on our data. Large-scale parallel computations usually produce large-scale output data. Gigabytes or more output data can be created by the jobs. Therefore, fast access to data storage is necessary. In general, also need parallel processing and rendering in order to visualize. The ability to effectively interact with your data depends highly on the speed of the rendering. If you have GPU card, then this can speed up the rendering process. Visualization software is also important because this will help to implement the whole visualization process. For example, ParView is a good choice. And last one, sufficient amount of physical memory is also important because sometimes the visualization softwares using a lot of memory. I will show you two visualization approaches. The first one, visualize locally. In this case, the user will use his own laptop or desktop computer for visualization. The user should solve the following problems. At first, the user should copy the data from the HPC storage to the local machine. The network bandwidth and the local storage space can be problematic. And the other problem is that the local computer should have GPU card because this can speed up the rendering process. The other approach is the remote visualization. In this case, the HPC center provides a dedicated visualization resource in the data center. This dedicated visualization resource has a direct fast connection to the central storage. The data will stay in the data center and only images will be sent to the external user. This resource has a GPU card or GPU cards and this will speed up the rendering process. X11 forwarding is a solution for remote visualization, but it has several disadvantages, which are the following. The first disadvantage is that X11 protocol is quite verbose. The connection will also require quite some network bandwidth. On gigabit LANs it is working well. The other is that X11 server should be installed on client side too. On OS X I am recommending XQuartz and on Windows XMang. And maybe the most important, that certain OpenGL extensions need direct GPU access, but direct rendering is not available when you are using X11 forwarding. Therefore, these applications will not work correctly. And now I will show you the X11 forwarding. This is a visualization server which has a GPU card. Here you can see that only indirect rendering is available. Here you can see that is slow because the wheels don't rotate. I started it on my local machine. You can see that it is much faster. So we can conclude that we need a better solution which will resolve these problems. VirtualGL and TurboVNC is what we need. VirtualGL preloads a shared library that intercepts some GLX, X11 and OpenGL calls. Therefore, all OpenGL features will be available and we can use direct rendering. TurboVNC is a preferred X-proxy for VirtualGL. It was created to handle interactive 3D and video workloads. VNC server sends back updated desktop image and this will be shown in the VNC client. Different compression methods are available so you can configure it to your network bandwidth. By default, multi-user mode is supported, therefore two or more users can use the same session. I will demonstrate this a bit later and you will see how does it working. And one more very good feature that TurboVNC has, we can configure view only password and the other user can view only what we do, nothing more. If you would like to use VirtualGL and TurboVNC, then you need to do the following steps on the remote visualization machine. All of these steps need system administrator permissions. The first step is that you need to install the VirtualGL and TurboVNC packages from the SourceForge. Here you can see the links. If you are done with the package installation, then the next step is that you need to stop the X server. On SUSE Linux, you need to do the following step. XDM stop. After this, you need to run the VirtualGL configurator, the name of this VGL server config. This will modify the X server. If you are done with this, then you can start the X server and everything are done. And now I will show you how can I connect from my laptop to the visualization machine over TurboVNC. My laptop operating system is OS X. I have already installed the TurboVNC client from SourceForge. At first, we need to start the VNC server on the visualization machine. We need to configure a password. We can configure a view-only password, but currently we don't want. The next step that we need to start the SSH tunnel from my local laptop to the visualization machine. We need to look the port number. Here is the port number. I need to use this. Okay, SSH tunnel is done. We can use it. We need to use our VNC password, which has been configured few minutes before. And VNC connection is working. Currently it is not working because we need to use virtualgl command. VGL run and after the command. And now it is working. And I will show you that direct rendering also working. And here you can see. Okay, and now I will show you how can you connect to this session from Windows 7. On Windows 7 you need to install PuTTY and TurboVNC client. PuTTY will create the secure SSH tunnel. The TurboVNC client will create the VNC connection. A reminder for you, on the virtualization machine we need to connect to this port. I have installed PuTTY and TurboVNC viewer on Windows 7. At first we need to start PuTTY and configure it. And now I will start the connection. The next step, we need to start TurboVNC client. We need to configure the localhost and the local port. I need to set the VNC password. And it is working. I will show you the final demo. This will be a very simple ParaView simulation. Thank you for your attention.